We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Tito Sanchez-Williams of Dune Summer Theater. And yet he's just finished having auditions, so we'll ask him maybe briefly about that every time. But we also want to introduce Amber Zangari. She is now doing a whole series of summer youth theater classes, which they are enrolling through the Dunes Art Foundation. Both of you, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
So fun. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having us again.
Thank you so much.
Well, Amber, we're going to go ahead and do you. Tell us briefly about you and then also about what the classes are going to be like.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Amber Zangari. I am a young married actress that has kind of been all over the United States, but originally started out her career in the Chicagoland area. I used to work for Walt Disney World Entertainment with my husband, but boo COVID. So we're back in the Midwest and we got reacquainted with the Dunes Art Foundation after a summer season in 2019 doing South Pacific and Hansel and Gretel with actually Tito Sanchez. Mm-hmm. So we are very excited to kind of reconnect with them and work with them to rebuild just kind of what the Dunes wants to bring to the community and just kind of up their game when it comes to performances and how we interact with the community with arts and collaboration. So one of my specialties as actually being a teaching artist. So when I'm not on the stage, I've been performing. I've been teaching different arts programs, actually started in China right after school. And I taught a full summer teaching theater, dancing and acting to students to help them learn English. That was the primary purpose. And then I was like, hey, this is actually kind of fun and I can probably make money with this in America. So when I came back to the States, that's kind of how I started teaching. So that is one of the expertise I've kind of just brought to the Dunes to help out and want to be able to teach. So some of the arts programs that we're introducing this summer is one, musical theater techniques, which is in my primary focus since I've been doing musical theater for about 10 years professionally, almost 20 non-professionally. As a kid. So the idea of that class is that the students will come in and they'll learn about two dance routines and one singing solo. The idea is they'll do one dance that's just full dance and they'll learn one big group song and they'll all get their own individual solos. And then the last one is combining the skills of what they've learned from dancing and singing and do a big sing dance number. And these can be any songs from either Hamilton, Dear Evan Hansen, The Greatest Showman, Little Mermaid, just some of those popular hits. So that's a really great class for intermediate or even beginning kids that are getting themselves introduced to musical theater or kids that just want to keep that skill nice and sharp. And then the other class is more for the itty bitties. It's kind of making them do stuff with their hands, integrating some history with Greek theater and making their own masks and then storytelling with the masks. So these have different themes of superheroes, villains. We talk about emotions because I think theater is a great tool to introduce healthy emotion understanding, emotional understanding. And so we, for the happy, sad, then we choose different ones, angry, excited, and they have to make a mask and portray maybe a short monologue or do a short scene with their kiddo friends with these masks. So those are the ideas for this class. And then Tito is having another one of his acting classes. Do you want to take that away?
Yeah, just really short. My class mainly focuses, if you have no experience whatsoever being in the theater acting, my class is perfect. We call it discovering acting techniques, and pretty much I just focus in improv. Then we go over scenes, the big scenes, and we do a little showcase by the end. And they always have fun. This will be the third summer I'm doing it, and it's always extremely rewarding, both for me and the kids, I think.
Well, and then the goal is that they'll also do a little showcase at the end of the classes. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Tito and I will combine our older age groups to do a showcase. We'll do the middle age groups to do a showcase. And then my youngers will just do one little presentation for their parents with their masks.
We don't want to let you get away, Tito. Tell us what we got coming up this summer. I know we had you on before, but just briefly tell us what shows are coming up for the summer.
Yeah. So for this summer, we have Forever Plaid, the musical. That's going to be opening June 3rd. Then after that, we have a gala. We're going to have a cabaret night. We're going to go through 70 years of musical theater because the theater is celebrating 70 years of its history. So we're going to do a selection of songs, at least two songs per decade to kind of like explore of that, and then we'll go through midsummer after the gala, and midsummer will be also outdoor, just like both shows, to be safe, you know, with COVID-19. So we're very excited about Shakespeare, Flora Platt, and the Cabaret Night.
Very good.
So with the classes, what are the fees for them?
So the fees for the classes is going to be 5 weeks each class, with the exception of the little ones. The little ones only meet, I believe, twice a week, but the other classes also meet twice a week. Each one is $200 for 5 weeks. So you're pretty much, you're getting a bargain because you're getting 4 hours out of Amber and I in each class per week, and it's 5 weeks of that. So I think it's a pretty good deal for pretty much the entire summer.
And they can find out about that at dunesart.org, youth-theater-classes.
Yes, we use it at www.dunesarts.org. That's our new website. That's where you can see all the information and everything you need.
Okay, that was Tito Sanchez Williams, Amber Zagari. Thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight and sharing your information.
Thank you.
Thank you.